Ramblers, let's get rambling.
I think this time I'll do a podcast.
This is the madness for Britons.
This is madness.
Daddy's gone mad, hasn't he?
Wild and hilarious all the way. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Are you mad?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
I hope this isn't about your podcast again.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Television. I don't know what we're doing.
What was that first thing you said? Have I ever had done?
Have you ever had a prostate exam? Welcome to the bar that we're in today.
Recording. Oh, that was the point.
Oh, my bad. Let me pull my.
Is that like entrapment? Is that
welcome,
Cody,
everybody?
Would I be legally responsible? I mean, North Carolina is a one-party state, so. And Dallas got the 5-4-3-2-1, so I mean, technically, he knew all along.
Internet law is like maritime admiralty law, so we're basically stateless pirates at this point.
It's only entrapment if you can't get out of the booth.
Like when you farted yesterday and I couldn't get out fast enough? Yeah.
No.
Like most legal standards, it's way too high to be in any way protective of the average citizen. Not that I'm bitter in the slightest.
No, never. Never.
Hey, well, if you've you've happened to stumble in on this horror show of a bar, there's no rules in this bar. It's in international waters. We brought the waters in ourselves.
Put your shirt back on. There's one rule.
We're in international waters.
I brought a bucket of international water in here. You can't tell me what to do. Stop throwing it on people. It's just Dasani. It's not international water.
If Pirates of the Caribbean taught me anything, I can go on shore as long as I'm in a bucket of water. Isn't that right?
It's true.
Jack Sparrow says they're not rules. They're more like suggestions. So, I mean, Tom can't kick us out. We're the only ones who actually pay for our drinks.
That's right.
Tom doesn't even exist.
Hey, you shut
we
your mouth.
We created Tom, so.
Who have I been Venmoing money to for these drinks?
William, don't you say a word. You still owe me my BlackBerry L8, by the way. But.
Well, cross fingers now that it's springtime again that it comes back permanently.
This is a doctor and a lawyer presented by L8.
Please, L8.
Please, oh, please present us. Please, oh,
please buy us out.
Well, don't buy us. We just want your soda money.
Yeah, we want that big
money for soda.
We want that big soda money.
Give us money.
Right.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Alex Jones. Now we've talked about big pharma. We've talked about big government. Now we're going to talk about big soda. And out of Winchester, Kentucky, is the most devious of them all. L81.
That was millions of dollars.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
But anyway, this is, speaking of Alex, not Jones, we have a pilot, a doctor, a lawyer, and a professor.
Remix!
Who all happen to have walked into this bar. You know what? I like the quality. I like to rotate out who's first and last.
Just rolls off the tongue. He's real bitter that he's been last for the past few weeks. He's like, you son of a bitch.
Saying those out of order, my nose started to bleed trying to get all of those out in a different order. It's not supposed to happen. This episode is going to be terrible because I just cursed it by saying them all out of order.
Right. So you have plunged us all into the darkest.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It can't be worse than the episode where I just talked about coffee. I mean,
the spirit of the being compels me to, you know, transcend my mortal state. It was a good episode,
well,
Alex.
It was going to be a transition, but we have tangented our tangent.
We did. It's now inceptioned itself into a real serious conversation in a bar. We can't do
it. We've tangented so hard we co-signed.
Oh, please. This isn't going to be serious. Just you wait.
I know.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Yeah, William, what do you have up your sleeve for us tonight?
Table topics!
So, William, what about tables are we going to talk about today? The legs?
Are you a big fan of tripod legs? Like tables with only three legs, or do you like four legs?
That is mahogany.
I like a four-legged table, you communist. Three legs will tip over. It's not as stable.
No, but I have sought out a rather eclectic group of table topic questions for this evening. And the first one, ironically enough, is what company would you let sponsor your life?
Oh, wow.
And I think unanimously across the board, that's LH, right?
I was going to say Sobe, right. But I don't think they're doing well. So.
Honestly, I think I want to be sponsored by Yeti. Like, they are super selective about how they...
I'm a Kmart Blue Light Special.
You all need to do yourself a favor and go watch some of the Yeti Presents films that they put out. In fact, literally my Yeti right here is from the Yeti Film Festival, incredible.
this is the most Alex conversation that we have had.
Did they launch that at you with a t-shirt cannon? Did it come with a lawsuit?
If I could get paid to go hike outdoors and make videos about it, sign me up. Like, sorry, I'll buy all of my L8s from my Yeti profits. Thank you very much. Where am I going to store my L8s? In my free Yeti coolers?
Oh, cooler.
That's
okay.
Where.
Okay, you do not pour them out of the glass bottle, you swine. Like,
oh, no, I'm not pouring it out and making like some kind of jungle juice. I'm not a savage.
I would pitch to them, like, this only holds my Italian meal. And in the commercial, they open it up and they're like, here it is, my Yeti spaghetti. And eat it.
Honestly, Alex, Yeti would be an excellent choice for that because something about being a Yeti guy, once you have a Yeti, people assume you're a Yeti guy and then you get more Yetis.
Yeah.
Like, I bought my first Yeti at your wedding. Of all places.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Alex had a shop at his wedding where he was selling Yeti products.
Well, there's just a day I was just exploring the town and I just walked into a Dick's Sporting Goods and I was like, you know what? I want a Yeti. And I bought a Yeti. And I bought my first Yeti in Raleigh, North Carolina at Alex's wedding. I bought a purple Yeti because my two favorite colors are blue and purple.
Lilac, in fact. Wait, wrong episode? Okay, my bad.
And for my wedding, I got all of the groomsmen their own custom Yeti cups.
I was going to say, this. I'm having deja vu because I got my first Yeti at your wedding.
Hey, Dallas, did you get a Yeti at Cody's wedding?
I got an empty glass bottle of Blackberry L8 is what I got. I put chocolate milk in it and drink it sometimes. It keeps my hot things cold and my cold things hot.
Listen, the budget was tight.
Oh, I know. I just got to razz you a little bit. I got to razz you a little bit because we were at the reject.
No, it was an honor and a privilege.
You guys were B tier.
It was the most fun. B-tier.
If 25 people died all at the same time, we would have been up there.
You know what? Speaking of budget, though, this is one of those proud moments where this is how I know Kentucky is more the Midwest than anywhere else, because I brag about good deals that I find. And my Yeti was a great deal because at the time I was working at REI and I got a discount and someone came and returned a Yeti. I believe it's a Yeti 45. And they returned it because, and I quote, it did not keep the ice frozen. I'll let that sink in. Yep. But here's the beauty of it. They had clearly, like, stood on it or something. There was a slight, like, shoe scuff mark. And so that was, you're able to return it through their return policy, but it goes into the yard sale. And so I had access to it. And wound up getting a literal brand new Yeti cooler that had a shoe scuff mark on it. Big whoop. for $70.
What?
Ooh,
70.
What are they normally?
They're like $200 coolers.
Ooh.
Yeah. It costs an arm and a leg, but it will keep your arm and leg keeping that cool for a very long time.
Yetis are standard in the black market organ trade.
Oh, on that note, Dallas, what company would sponsor you? Let's sponsor your life.
Cleveland Clinic. Let's stay on this. That's what they used was a Yeti to put my liver in. No, I'm just kidding.
What's your brand?
I don't know. Let me see what's around here that would sponsor
Milwaukee.
Me.
I see some Milwaukee up there.
Yeah, maybe that. Microsoft, Xbox, maybe? Because I've spent enough money there. Yeah, that one. That'll work.
Microsoft, okay.
Sure, yeah.
None of your like 3D printer companies or...
No, they would be ashamed.
A drone like DJI?
DJI would be nice. Yeah, okay. There you go. I've crashed enough of their products that they owe me. No, I'm sorry. I've only crashed a few, not enough to be famous. Yeah, DJI. That's a good
Cody,
one.
Cody, is it L8?
Does it need to be said?
I will Linux. Take L8 off the table. I will take L8 off the table on this one. Because it's an obvious answer for me. It's
home goods.
It's Winchester Swamp Water. When I moved out of state, lived out of state for a few years, it's how I like showed people that I like liked them is that I gave them an L8.
Instead of lifting a leg and peeing on them to mark his territory, he handed you a piss yellow bottle of soda. And...
No joke, the librarian at Liberty thought it was Guinness, but...
You're like, well, if Jerry can drink in here, so can I.
Ayo! I'm going to go for the Crosley Record Company.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what? I can see it.
The Crosley Record Company, because they have the style and aesthetic of kind of like how I want like my space to be. The space that I am like building out is taking the two sides of my upbringing and my personality, rustic geek, like woodworking, you know, cabin-y style, homey feeling in the middle of the woods. But also at the same time, is that a Rebel logo on your record player? Like just something along those lines. And I have a Crosley record player. It's one of my favorite. It's one of my favorite possessions because it can do everything. I even got AirPlay working on it, and that's how my rabbit holes with Raspberry Pi started. And if I'm like one of their influencers and sponsors, I would whisper in their ears to do more audiophile equipment because Crosley is sort of like B tier. I love the look, but they need more higher quality speakers for their stuff.
Yeah, I got
mine would be the Wizarding World, and we don't need to unpack that because I can see the eye rolls.
I think we should unpack it. I don't know anything about you and Harry Potter.
Universal.
What is a
we'll say Universal
World.
Studios. We'll have Universal Studios sponsor you.
No, the Wizarding World.
Why pigeonhole yourself? You can go to the parent company and get all of the stuff. And then Harry Potter. Like, it's a win-win.
Yeah, I don't need all that stuff.
You are sponsored by Warner Brothers CEO David Zaslav.
Him personally.
Personally.
Okay. All right. Next question. What's the worst haircut you ever had? Everyone's kind of hanging their head.
Oh, boy.
I'll go first. Because Cody and I got those haircuts the same day.
Oh, yes.
I love how he's outing Cody.
Two for one sale on haircuts. Yes, please.
They weren't the same haircuts either. So Cody has several cowlicks on his head. And Mom for years has said that he cannot have a buzzed head because his hair would stick up in all directions. I was watching American Idol that season. I think it was season 4. And they're on like 20 something now. But this episode was sponsored by some hair dyeing company. And all of them got highlights.
This was the 2000s.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
And one guy, of course, you know, this was back during the time when I was wearing my Justin boots and my Wrangler jeans. The country singer that was on American Idol, he had the same color hair I did, but he got like bronze highlights. It was just like a shade lighter than his natural hair color. Just looked like it added some texture. And I'm like, I want that. Well, I go to said hairdresser. This is Cody went with me. And
it was the first time our parents trusted us alone at the hairstyle to get
it. This is the first time mom did not go with us. I had just gotten my driver's license. And
ironically, it also reset that standard.
Yeah, it was also the last time that they did not go with us. No, I go in there and I try to tell this hairdresser, which that was probably mistake number one, that I went to the person who cut mom's hair to get this done. And I said, I wanted highlights. And she takes out this like shower cap thing that's supposed to pull snugly over your head. And you take a pick and you pull bits of hair through the shower cap and you dye what's on the outside of the cap so the rest of it stays dark. Well, as we've talked about multiple times, mine and Cody's cranial mass has its own gravitational pull. And so she is trying to shove this shower cap onto my head and it's not working. So she says, oh, well, we'll comb them in. It'll look more natural. So she proceeds to take this tube of hair bleach and all over this comb.
Oh,
and she starts
boy.
Combing and combing and combing. And toward the end of this, my entire scalp is saturated. All of my hair is saturated. And she washes it out. And I went home. And Cody said, shorter. And he comes home with a buzzed head. I come home with like neon orange hair.
Have you guys ever seen Chucky?
Yes.
Both the killer doll and the Rugrat.
And it was so funny because we go in the house and mom is outside in the front yard and we both step out through the front door onto the porch and mom's standing out there. And the look of just sheer shock and disappointment simultaneously. She looks from Cody. She looks to me. The confusion grows. She looks for Cody, and she looks.
You do
to
a
me,
good. You do a good mom confused look.
And she goes, "I." She throws her hands up, swats us away, and walks in the other direction.
Dad comes that
bad,
home,
huh?
Yeah. Dad comes home and says, "Looking good, son."
Didn't even look at him. Just,
no. And so not a lot of people know this, but for my first day of college, the brown hair that I had was from a bottle because I went back to said hairdresser and said, listen, I'm going to college. You have to fix this.
Oh, no.
Hold on. I am actively scrolling through your Facebook.
Oh, there's one where I had jumped into a bin at Pottery Barn, a pillow bin at Pottery Barn, and I was actively trying to climb out of it where you can see this. So I haven't tried to suppress it at all. Like, it was
since this is the same story for the both of us, I'm going to...
I love that you didn't even deny it. You were like, yep, that was the worst.
It wasn't really even the worst. I could probably pull it off again, but at the same time, I'm not going to. I started going to this barber in Williamstown that has been in Williamstown for over 70 years. The guy who ran it just retired like 4 or 5 years ago. And he's one of those old guys that if you talk about Vietnam, you will get a buzz cut. And that he was that kind of barber. But I was there the day before I took the bar. And I was telling him that I'm getting ready to take the bar. I was getting ready to take the bar exam. I'm a little nervous. And he goes on a rant about how our governor at the time was going to consolidate the barber board. And I was just sitting there saying, I'm not going to say a word because I agree with said governor's decision. Because, but you do not disagree with a man who has scissors near your scalp. That is just a good way to live your life.
I have been a, like, you would have thought I would have fit in the Kremlin in certain barbershops, and you would have thought I was at the Capitol on January 6th in other barbershops, because you do not disagree with the man with clippers.
No, you do not.
Don't do it.
You're a hostage for that whole time.
And if you are going to a traditional barber, he probably has a straight razor near your neck as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's like, you're a big fan of Trump, right? And I'm like, oh, you know it. And then you go to the next one. He's like, big Bernie Sanders guy, aren't you? And I'm like, uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
But yeah, it was, I just kind of had a chuckle at that. I even told him that's how I was feeling like 4 years later. And he just he just had to laugh. He's like, you have learned well. Your parents raised you well, son.
Dang it, William. Why you got to be so old? I'm scrolling way too far back, and
yeah,
I still haven't
found
it. He's
going
to have to charge his phone to get there. Mine was just bad. Like, it just sucked. In college, you're poor. And so I'm not precious about my hair, as you can tell. Most of the time, as long as it's not dirty or falling out, it's fine. So I was like, I'm poor. I need to haircut. And I'm not knocking the establishment, I guess. I don't know. I went to Great Clips because it's the cheapest haircut you could get as a college student. And I got my haircut. It was super fast. I'm pretty sure they didn't look down while they were doing it. It was just a really fast, cheap haircut. So I got it. You can't see your own hair, and I don't look. So I was like, all haircuts are the same. Walked out, no big deal. And went to a campus ministry thing that William also attended that night. And the lady that was there looked at my hair and went, oh, no, I don't think so. Come with me. And she's like, your sideburns are not even. Not even by an inch. They're not even close. Also, the back of your hair is two different sizes. We can't know.
And oddly, two different colors. How did that?
Yeah. So she sat me down and recut my hair that night because she's like, you can't go back in front of people right now. I don't know how you've survived today. And after that, I don't get my haircuts as often anymore because I'm scared of getting my hair cut. So it'll get like outrageously like over my eyes long and then I'll go get it cut. But even then, wow. That's you, Warren?
Yep, that's me.
I'm just kidding.
The break in the conversation was me finding pictures of, now it had faded considerably since then and it was a lot less vibrant.
I also just found a picture of baby William and baby Dallas at some kind of outdoor college event, and you both are like saddled up next to these like cute girls, and it's like, who's that, William? Who's that, Dallas? Come, got some explaining to do there.
This was another picture. I might even put these in the. I don't care. I'll put these in the show notes. This one was May 9th, 2007. Yep.
There's a picture of me with a faux hawk floating around somewhere during this time. We were so
Alex,
so
what was the worst
then
haircut you ever had?
So this one is, it's not as embarrassing as it is for me as it is for my mother. Because there is that phase of life where, you know, you're very young and so your mom will take you to get the haircut and it's cute and like, oh, we're taking pictures. It goes in the baby book. It goes in the family albums. Like, ah. And then you enter that weird phase where your mom is like, I can cut your hair. I know. This is simple. It's young. It's little boy's hair. So you as a parent buy a set of clippers and, oh, this set of clippers has a piece, a guard specifically designed to go around the ear. It's short on one side at the very base of the ear, and it's longer at the top, so it creates a nice little curvature around the ear. The problem is that it works on one ear very well. It works the inverse of good on the other ear if you don't change the clipper.
Oh, no.
And she did not know. Now, I was still young enough that I was like, meh, anything happens. But she shaved a patch of hair out of like the dead center of my the side of my head. And she was mortified. She was crying. She was upset.
I
can't believe I did it. I'm never cutting. She to this day will not cut my hair or has not cut my hair. And that was the start of me going to Great Clips or going to any other barber that was cheap. So that was the start of that. And then I went to school for, you know, a couple days until we could go to an actual, you know, barber to fix it. But she was mortified because I came in with a bald patch. It's obviously the worst haircut that I've ever had. In terms of embarrassment, during the pandemic, I was trying to cut my own hair just because, like, you couldn't do otherwise.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And there were a few that you look back at a few photos and they're bad. And then I was like, Allie, I have to teach you how to give a fade because I can't do this on my own. I need your help. And she actually got pretty dang proficient. And then I just grew out my hair and then I went and got a haircut again. But that I think the worst haircut was when I was very young and my mom shaved a patch in the side of my head.
I was not very good at it. But I tried my best, and that's what's important.
She overheard and had to come. No, she actually did get very good at it.
Is that where you get your hair cut now? Like, do you have a dedicated hair?
No, I have a barber in the area that I go to, but I only go, like, infrequently because for so long I was growing my hair out very long, and she's just discovered the photos of baby William and baby Dallas. Hold on. That is William with highlights.
No, they're highlights then. That was a full head of orange hair that had grown out.
One time when I was in high school, my dad was my basketball coach, the coach for the whole team, obviously. And
just yours personally.
He said that if we beat our rival, our fiercest competitor, the one that had beat all the other teams in the past championships and done really well, he said that if we could beat them, then he would bleach his hair. My father is a police officer with very, very dark hair, like almost black hair. And he did follow through on his promise when we beat them.
Yeah. That's good, Dad.
I know. And it was very orange.
Yeah, I figured out I had a lot of red in my hair from my Irish heritage because it did not go light brown. It did not go blonde. When my hair fell out from chemo, it came back platinum blonde and curly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. If I would have gelled it, it would have been like full JT hair from his insane
days. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Frosted Tips Guy Fieri over here in this pillow pit.
Side tangent. How did Guy Fieri get his start? I have seen him on 7,000 different shows, and I'm not sure what primordial ooze he came out of.
Triple D. Don't you dare disrespect Triple D. Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives.
Oh, okay.
Went across the country discovering unknown locations of
I haven't
good
had
dining.
The Food Network since 2007, so
you
forgive me.
Swat, which was a truck stop in Olive Hill. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
From here. Yeah,
I remember that.
Okay, you guys ready for this next one? This is what you get whenever you just Google hilarious table topic questions. What's the best cake you've ever eaten?
The question is it cake?
There is no cake. The cake is a lie.
Oh, so, okay, moving on.
Next.
No, I will throw this one out there, and I will send it to you guys in the group chat. Have you all, you've heard of the turducken, correct?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Have you heard of the pikaken?
Pikaken?
Nope.
You heard that
sounds
correct,
like
sir.
A curse word.
You shut your pikaken mouth.
Okay, so, oh, and this one, yeah, this was the one. I had this as a birthday cake 1 year,
I don't know what to make of it.
For those listening at home, someone has taken a pecan pie,
okay,
topped it with cinnamon cream cheese frosting, and the next layer is a pumpkin pie. With another layer of cinnamon cream cheese frosting, topped with a cinnamon cake, and then the whole thing is iced with cinnamon cream cheese frosting.
Okay, so a spice cake is my birthday cake every year, and I love cream cheese frosting. So that first, like, top and cinnamon cream cheese frosting sounds incredible. Pumpkin pie? Pecan pie, I'm on board, but I don't know if I want all. I don't even like pumpkin pie.
We ordered it 1 year for the novelty because it is not cheap, and I took it and my entire clinic finished off the rest of it and had glowing reviews. But that was probably the best cake.
That seems like such a heavy cake.
Here's what
yes.
I don't understand
you
though.
Feel
so I'm looking
terrible after you.
I'm
eat
looking
this
at the link you sent me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, what started as a holiday dessert special for a New York City hotel turned into a certified pikaken. Ah, wow. But then it says, this epic 4-in-1 layered dessert led to a pumpkin puree shortage in New York when it was born in 2015.
What?
That I don't know. I know that people were making pumpkin pie. Are you sure it wasn't just Thanksgiving? Oh, wow, our pie cake led to pumpkin pie gone. Interesting how that timing worked out there, wasn't it?
All right, I have to ask you this question. And Dallas, this kind of harkens back to our time living in a room that observed Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
What would your entrance theme song be? If you were a professional wrestler.
Oh, oh is this for the whole group or is just for Dallas?
No, this is for the whole
group.
This
is a whole group question.
Rock Sugar's Don't Stop the Sandman. It is a parody mashup of Metallica's Sandman and Don't Stop Believing.
I love it. I haven't heard it. I love it. I'll just add it to my playlist. Right
Either
now.
That or The Touch. By Stan Bush from the Transformers movie.
I read this question and I knew that's exactly where you were going to go.
Oh, man. As a non-wrestler fan, this is hard because, like, does it make me a villain if I go with, like, a heavy rock song? But that's what, like, I associate with, like, wrestling. Because I am now the uncultured swine here who knows nothing about WWE.
Before I'll let you think about it for a minute, but before I go on, I need to let you all know Rock Sugar is a band, and the lead singer is the voice of Wacko Warner from the Animaniacs.
Wow.
It's incredible. And he does nothing but insane mashups.
What would mine? See, mine in college was not. I did not pick the one in our room, William, and mine was not appropriate. Mine, Kelly picked out in college. So
what was
he
it?
He would sing it. Do you remember, William? Should I say it?
You can say it, and I may censor it. Maybe I won't.
He would sing this when I would walk in sometimes, and I don't know why he picked this one for me, but it was... I don't even know who's... Now I have to look up who wrote it.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
This is going to be in my search history, so explain this one. Billy Gunn's Ass Man. That was mine. And he would sing that every time I would walk in the room. And so that just happened to me. And I don't understand why. There was a wrestler called Diamond Dallas Page, and that was not his walk-on music. Giant missed opportunity. Mine would be In the Arms of an Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
All right, here we go. I've figured it out. I was going through a whole playlist of all of my heavy rock. And I'm going to be like Claire de Lune. You know, that's where... No. Arms of the Angel? Really? I mean,
yeah, but I would be a bad guy, and I would be holding a fake, like a stuffed puppy, and then when I got up to it, I would like punt it to the ground and be like, yeah, and so it's a theme.
Listen, I heard a heavy metal cover of God Bless the Broken Road from Rascal Flatts, so I'm sure there is a hardcore cover of that song.
I bet it was Our Last Night, who is one of the funnest bands. They did a hard rock cover of that Taylor Swift song that everyone likes.
Oh, yeah, that one.
The one with I'm the Problem, the problem one. They did that.
I'm the problem is me.
Yeah, that one. Cody got it.
That's Cody's walk-on music. We found it. There it is.
It's me. I'm the problem is me. All right.
I figured out mine. I think because I don't watch WWE, my character would have to be like, he's not a villain. He's like an anti-hero. And it would be the song Put Your Money on Me by the Struts. They almost sound like Queen wannabes. If you don't know it, you should listen to it. I'll put it in the chat. But it's like an upbeat song. It's not real heavy, but it's the whole point of the song is, you know, don't count me out. Put your money on me. It feels like classic rock.
William, did you ever say what yours was? No, it's the Harry Potter theme song.
Go Easy on Me from Adele.
Is that what it was?
Go Easy on Me? That's messed up, Cody.
And you pretend to ride in on a broom, and then you hit him in the face with it, and you're like,
Argh! Yeah, okay, I see you trying to save that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I was running from that one pretty hard.
Yeah, so I was sitting in my office earlier this week. I've been looking at this truck to get to pull our camper. And our quality nurse walked in. I said, hey, I'm looking at this vehicle to get. And she walks around just as innocent as can be and says, oh, is this like a Harry Potter car? And my nurse lost it. She's over at her desk, like gasping and snorting. She's laughing so hard. And I went, no. No, it isn't.
I haven't put any Harry Potter bumper stickers on it yet. Don't you have charting to do? Get out of here.
Nicole started laughing. She goes, oh, I didn't mean to offend.
Toy Gandalfs or model trains or something.
No, I can't. That's accurate. I can't. They gave me one. For the life of me, I can't remember what it is, but... if I'm being honest, mine would be probably something from like late 90s, early 2000s NSYNC.
Really? Bye, 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 bye.
Yeah. I
would be terrified if you walked out and were listening to NSYNC. I would be like, this man is about to obliterate all hopes of me winning.
No, carrying up my heart pulverize. When I'm with you.
No. Cody, how come yours isn't the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song? That would be one.
You're not wrong.
Just the instrumental.
Instead of there being five different Power Rangers, you rip off five different colored leotards.
No, I come in the Megazord costume. Look at him.
He has a Megazord luchador mask that he wears.
Oh, man.
Sure. If I knew what a Megazord was, I would agree with that.
It's like a regular Zord, but bigger.
Eventually, that excuse is going to lose all of its legs. Like
April 19th is coming soon, my friend. That's when the 30th anniversary special is coming.
And I will be there for it. I will sit through it and learn as you explain. I will.
It's extreme.
Alex's walk-on song is the theme from Friends.
My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
I have been told that my theme song for my life is the Friends theme. So no one told you life is going to be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's
the Friends theme song. Does any? No? Okay, moving on. Next.
It's after midnight. You can't do that. We won't get him back.
Quit feeding it.
It happened.
That's a callback at this point.
Okay, this one's interesting. What recent trend are you totally on board with?
Mullet.
Frosted tips. That's you know, frosted tips should really make a
count. Frosted flakes.
I got one. I got one.
Okay.
And it's because I was ahead of the curve. Waxed jackets. Waxed canvas jackets.
I did not know where you were going with that one. I'm glad you said jackets.
There are a lot of things you could wax.
I was ahead of the curve. Wax.
All right. You all know me and my bougie taste. Yes. You know me and my pretentious, like, oh, I want to buy it for life.
Yes. Meh, meh, meh. Your annual tickets to the Yeti Film Festival. Yep.
They're not annual tickets.
They're quarterly.
Biannual. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I didn't even get to go this year on a mat.
Oh.
So waxed jackets have been around for a couple, you know, 100 years at this point. And basically sailors used to use old canvas from sails because they knew that if you waxed canvas, it repelled a lot of water and it made for wonderful workwear. So wax jackets are great for casual but slightly dressed up. So I've got a barber jacket that was a gift from Allie. I have a waxed trucker jacket from Huckberry, which was the same jacket that they used for Pedro Pascal in The Last of Us. And I had that for almost 2 years before he wore it. So I felt real special. And they're awesome. They wear really well. They look cool as they start breaking in, and they're comfy. And the trend is just growing.
I've seen the 90s.
No.
Being
no.
trendy again.
No.
The 90s
burn
is
it
now,
with fire.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm here for it.
Yep.
Honestly, those are the like strongest core memories from my childhood are around the janky weird toys
I didn't
from
like
the
it
90s.
Then.
I had an ink pen that unfolded into a basketball court that you could shoot little tiny baskets. I had an ink pen that was a Nerf gun. I had this tiny little handheld thing called a Yak Back. That it's
I love the
sole
yak
purpose
back.
Was you pressed it, spoke into it, and it just played what you recorded right back to you.
Higher pitched?
No.
No. Not like the little parrots that you find a Cracker Barrel? That
No. This just talked back. I think they started getting crazy with them later on.
Okay.
What the original one just talked back.
90s style was a plague. I didn't like
style,
it then.
Style, no.
So when you say bring back the 90s, what do you mean?
I mean the just bonkers creativity in devices, in toys,
I'm on board.
The
now.
Design, like the graphic design style from the 90s, kind of the bright geometric shapes, neon colors, like
you're saved by the bell.
You lost me again.
You're saved by the bell. That's Boy Meets World, thing, yeah. Just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like the 90s. Wow. We are at the place now with the 90s where the 80s were when we were growing up. Like
90s now where what?
80s nostalgia. Like the 80s nostalgia started around 2007, 2008 with the first Transformers movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looping back.
We're now hitting 90s nostalgia. Like enough time has passed to where 90s nostalgia has become a thing.
I'm gonna have to get my skateboard back out. I'm gonna have to get
rollerblades.
Yep.
Yeah.
Moon boots.
I bought my wife rollerblades last year because she finally broke hers from the 90s.
Pet Rock and a moon boot? Is that a beer or a band name?
No, that's way before Pet Rocks. Get out of here. That's a 70s reference.
Dallas wasn't there for that episode, was he?
I was not.
What was that cassette, like that cassette tape thing that Macaulay Culkin used in Home Alone?
Was that a talkback? Is that what that was?
I had one.
I know, and I always wanted one.
I had one. What was it called?
You mean a recorder?
No, the Talkboy.
Talkboy, yeah.
No, Talkboy is the thing that you wear on your wrist in Fallout to survive the wasteland.
That's a Pit Boy, and it was a direct ripoff. From Home Alone.
Thank you, Dallas. I knew you were going to pick it up and run with it. I was like looking at the screen with my eyebrows going way up.
I was like nobody else is going to get this ball, so I'll catch it. I got you.
Don't worry. I'm going to get a text from my dad, and he's going to be like, I didn't understand half of your references, son, but I liked hearing you have fun with your friends. And I'll be like, thanks, Dad.
I will have to say, I will have to say the vinyl revival has been near and dear to my heart for a long time now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. As for
it was just this year or within the past month or two that like vinyl sales outpaced CD sales, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and this one feels okay. We'll end on this one. This one feels like tailor-made for our podcast. Which are cooler, dinosaurs or dragons?
I just came out of Dungeons and Dragons. So
is it really a competition? You've got a dinosaur and a dinosaur that can fly and spit fire. Dragons, 110%. How is this a question? Like if they actually existed, they would be like, there's no contest. Dragons, you know, myth. Dinosaurs did exist.
Myth.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Dinosaurs are myths.
At least that's what my pastor used to say in Appalachia.
They all fell off the side of the earth when they walked to the edge of it.
Can you imagine being the first archaeologist to discover dinosaur bones? And you're just like, what the?
Yeah, but back in the day, they like would get a mammoth skull and they're like, see, look, cyclopses are real, obviously. I would like to live in that world where just anything goes. Whatever the first person said, that everybody else was like, 1,000%, I believe that. Nobody questioned it. Obviously, this is the skull of a large man with one eyeball. Shut up, that's the only thing it could be. And everybody else is like, yes, I believe it. Don't go back over there. It's also probably fresh.
It's haunted. The moon's haunted. We can't go back.
There are Decepticons on the moon.
But come on, seriously? Dragons. Like, it's a dinosaur that breathes fire and flies.
I assumed that I read the question without bias, but...
You put emphasis on the wrong one when you read that.
I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Go, Dallas.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you hang up. I insist you go.
No, you hang up.
No, you go was a car.
I would
Dallas
have...
Go.
No, it was a nope, show about a card game. Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, that's Pokemon.
And then Kim Possible's villain was Shigo.
Cargo, beep beep.
Escargo, the snail snack.
As someone who just came out of Dungeons & Dragons, there is a dragon in Dungeons & Dragons. I'm presuming that's not a spoiler that there are dragons in that movie.
What?
That
roll
I credits. I want as my best friend. I want him to be like my pet that I fly everywhere.
Is he cooler than Rexy from Jurassic Park, though? Because she's pretty awesome. I mean, look, here's where I will give give a point in the direction of dinosaurs. They are real. They existed.
And Jurassic Park 6 movies taught us that creating a park and cloning dinosaurs is a great idea.
I think you and I watched the same movie, yeah. That
Absolutely.
Was exactly the point.
Absolutely.
I have never watched any of the Jurassic Park or World movies, and it has never swayed me one tiny bit that if they opened up a park, I would be the first in line. It doesn't matter how off the rails it goes. Yeah. Especially after Jurassic World, I'm like, this happened after they got bored with it. Those first 100,000 people were fine. I want to be one of those. Like, it blows up after I leave, and I'm like, that's fine. I got to see it.
Now, what happens in Dominion, though? That's where I'm getting scared.
The locusts.
Don't get me started on that plot point. That should have never existed.
The locusts, sure. But the rest of it, I was like,
oh,
you
yeah,
mean I could just go in my backyard and catch one? Oh, that's the world I want to live in. Absolutely.
So can we...
Can I have a baby pterodactyl just living in my backyard for no reason?
Honey, yeah. The neighbor's pterodon is eating all of the seed I just put on the grass again. Please go talk to Terry.
Can
Fine,
we just now declare once and for all that Dallas is the American Hagrid?
Yes. Yes.
I I don't know who William is. I went to William's house and we saw 6,000 different animals, none of which are real.
William's the American news commander.
Some of them only have three legs.
Yeah. He's like, look, a falcon. Look, a pheasant. Look, a crow. Look, a raven. There's deer playing cards on their neighbor's yard. Like, we gotta know what's going on. None of them were scared.
Meanwhile, I run over three raccoons simultaneously.
William secretly has a sanctuary of animals he's keeping away from at all times.
He has Snow White powers over the forest creatures. He just goes out and sings. And... no, Kristen sings and they're all cute and cuddly and they just want to be your friend. William sings and then it's like attack pigeons.
Look, a majestic buzzard.
Then Cody sings and three birds drop from the sky dead. Dallas sings and they evolve into dinosaurs. Yeah, I sing and they start becoming Christopher Nolan movie fans.
I have one memory from the third Shrek movie, and that was Snow White singing, and the birds started attacking in the middle, and I laughed so hard.
Wait, was that Shrek or was that the spinoff Shrek that was like Little Red Riding Hood, Little Red?
No, this was the third Shrek movie.
Yeah, I didn't even like the first one. I didn't watch 2, 3, or Puss in Boots. So good luck.
Wow.
If Christopher Nolan had directed Shrek, I would have watched it.
Well, I mean, there was time travel in the fourth one. It would have been completely incomprehensible.
Was there really?
Yeah.
It would have been completely incomprehensible, but
yeah,
Michael Caine would have just shown up as Michael Caine.
That makes sense. That's something they would do.
The man is in his 90s. Let him just be him in all of his acting.
Is he really?
True.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate living in a time where.
Yeah, I know.
Shush! Don't say it. Don't. Don't say it. Do you guys remember like 2018 where it was like once a week you were getting a notification on Twitter like famous celebrity dead, famous celebrity dead, famous celebrity mostly dead, famous celebrity pregnant. And you're like, what is going on with this world? And
yeah, Michael Caine got pregnant. Crazy.
Tom Hanks got pregnant. What?
That's Scientology.
Wrong Tom.
I'm okay with it. I thought you said Tom Hanks. Did you not say Tom Hanks?
He's not a Scientologist. That's John Travolta and Tom Cruise. And Elizabeth Warren, who's in... no, not Elizabeth Warren. What's her name in Handmaid's Tale?
Elizabeth Moss.
Moss, yeah. She's a psychotologist. Psychotologist, too.
All right, any more questions?
No, that's it.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster versus Scientology. Which one is cooler?
Flying Spaghetti Monster, obviously.
Duh.
He brings you spaghetti.
In my Yeti.
Well, if you had, again, if you found yourself one booth down, let us know what your answers were. What are you team dinosaur? Are you team dragon? What was the worst haircut that you ever had? You can hop in our Facebook group and post pictures, please. We want to see proof that you've had these.
A dragon.
That you've had a dragon haircut. Yes, exactly. Yeah, again, we have a Facebook group called The Pub. Appropriately named, that is pretty hopping right now. We'd love for you to stop by and join the conversation. And if you like what you heard, please consider supporting us on Patreon. We've got a lot of cool perks there already and a lot of cool perks coming. You get the episode a day early. We've got some swag packs that are going out as well. But I think with that, I'm going to hop out of here. I'm Lizzo.
I'm His Majesty Jack Black.
I'm just a regular lizard.
And I'm a lizard on my cocaine.
What?
It's our cocaine, not yours.
Well, it depends on which barber shop you're in. Sometimes it's our cocaine, and other times it's only his.
It's Michael.
But you don't argue.
You don't argue.
Don't argue with the man with the scissors near your scalp.
On that, I'll see you guys next week.
Just trying to go for a Michael Caine joke.
Bye.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
All right, I'll be right there.
And grab the movie. Go, 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 go.
Come on, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
You have been the one. You have been the one for.
I need one snapped in two, which was sad.